Veronica Tawhai, Ngāti Piro and Ngāti Ui Pohatu, is a lecturer at Massey University in Policy and Politics, and a member of Te Atakura, a community organisation committed to political education. Over the weekend, Tawhai received a number of complaints from Māori around the country that were having difficulties with advanced voting. Tawhai had contacted the Electoral Commission but received no response in regards to the complaints until after her press release was sent out on Saturday night. I spoke with her to find out what the wider issues are in regards to this treatment.
We have had complaints come in from a range of Māori electors right across all electorates, certainly right across all Māori electorates. I'm not sure about those in general elections, but there are many Māori who are facing difficulties placing an advanced vote. So Māori are going into advanced polling booths, and some of the issues or challenges that they are facing is that the people at the polling booth who are there working for the Electoral Commission are unaware of the Māori role. They therefore are giving the wrong forms out, and when Māori are asking for the forms, for example, they go in and say, right, I'm in this electorate, and the person gives them the form back and it's for the general electorate. And when some of our people have turned around and said, oh, no, this is the wrong form, I'm on the Māori roll, they have received blank stares and people saying, oh, I'm not sure what you're talking about. So, and that's happened in more than one place. Other people have found difficulties where they have been told they're not enrolled on a roll because the person has looked only on the junior roll, and when the elector has then insisted that they are already enrolled, they are just on the Māori roll, some people then have gone, oh, right, have gone and then asked about the Māori roll, have then been given the Māori roll, but then they're having difficulty locating them because of their name. So, for example, we had one person who spelled out his name and gave his ID, and the person still insisted that he was not enrolled at all, and then realised after however many minutes, oh, that it's because she had written it down wrong. Even though he'd given his ID, she had written it down wrong and actually was looking for the wrong name. And so he was enrolled, and she was then able to give him the form. In other places, we know that people who are on the general roll have asked whether or not they can vote for a Māori party. So not necessarily the Māori party, but whatever they are perceiving to be a Māori party. In places, they are being told no, that they can't. Now, that particular last issue as well is something that we know has been going on for some time. The Māori Party, we know from some of their memes that they have put out in social media, has really tried to stress to people, anyone can for the Māori Party. But the thing is that in this, 2017, it is absolutely ridiculous that individual parties are having to correct electoral commission staff as to how it is that Māori might be able to exercise their democratic rights alongside other New Zealanders. Now, the fact is that we know that there is very little to no citizenship education that's provided to the children in our schools, including 17-year-olds who are just about eligible to vote, already eligible to enrol. And that is something that we need to work on as a country, is a more robust citizenship education program. However, that staff that actually work for the Electoral Commission also do not know the basics of our electoral system. It's just absolutely unacceptable. Their responsibility is to facilitate the full and proper exercise of all New Zealanders of their democratic rights. And so not only the fact that they are not assisting people when they go, but that they are actually causing problems and preventing the exercise of those rights is just outrageous.